This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, and it is a huge Thursday. It's going to take all 3 hours to wrap our lips around this show. This is what we have for tonight. Debate recap, impeachment hearing stuff. I have a history story, a brief one I'm going to tell. We have all kinds of emails. They're kicking out 95-year-old veterans from nursing homes. New York's putting up flyers telling illegals not to come. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And with all these big stories out there, I know what you're thinking. I wonder which one he's going to start with. Is it the impeachment stuff? Is it the debate stuff? I'm not starting with any of those things. None. Why? Because I'm excited. There are great things happening in this country. Great things you can't see because people don't like to talk about them. They don't know about them. They don't like to talk about them. And we only like to talk about the bad things. This sucks and that sucks and he sucks and she sucks and this sucks. And it. We don't talk about the good things. So before we get into the debate and why Republicans suck and Biden and impeachment, we have so much we have to get to tonight. I'm going to play for you something that should put a smile on your face. Before I play it for you, let's talk for a second about education. Forget about education, actually. Just raising someone, raising a child. That's how we're going to describe education. It is, look, I don't have to cite all these endless studies and articles and things like that. Your upbringing, it is such an indicator for how your life will probably turn out. Now, there are no guarantees. There are no guarantees in life. So don't think you can't overcome a bad upbringing. You can. People have. But an upbringing is such an indicator of how you're going to turn out. Why is that? If I took a child, and I told you right now, okay, this child has just been born. This child is born in a broken home. Dad took off. Mom's not only hooked on drugs, she deals drugs. She's in a bad neighborhood. What are you going to tell me? And I tell you 20 years from now, how's that child going to turn out? You're going to tell me, Jesse, that kid's going to be in prison or dead. And you're probably going to be right. And I take another child and I say, this child is going to be born to a loving mother and a loving father. And the child's going to have these two loving parents and they're going to raise it. And the child's going to have siblings. And look, I didn't say anything about income or anything else. And the child's going to be raised in a fairly safe neighborhood and a loving family. You're going to tell me that child's going to be a success. And you're probably going to be right with both of those predictions because raising a child, how we raise children as a society is everything. The communists understand this better than the right does. The communists have understood this forever. That's why they have attacked our education system. That's why they've taken over our education system. They know that is the true source of their strength. Educating, raising your kids to hate you and hate their country and hate themselves. It is the only source of strength for Democrats in this country. Without a country full of malcontented people who hate themselves and their nation, there is no more Democrat Party. You'd have to close the doors and start up a new party. It's everything for them. They know this. We have not known this. They, even in blood red areas, will take over entire school boards. People on the right won't even show up to vote. But that's how it used to be. You ready to smile? I'm going to play for you something. This is the head of the Minnesota Teachers Union. She's not having the best time right now. None of these teachers union people are. Listen to this and smile about what you're doing for this country.
What we're hearing is the stakes have never been higher. You know, these school board races are happening in places where perhaps, there haven't been contested elections. But what we are finding is that there are more and more contested races.
Did you hear what she said? They're fine. These races are happening in places where there weren't contested elections. Look, there's a lot in this one-minute clip. You can hear the indignation in her voice. You can hear how honestly shocked she is. We're not supposed to have to compete for these seats. The right is just supposed to sit home and scream about Donald Trump all day long. I hate Trump. I love Trump. What are these people doing getting involved in local elections? We're having to compete. She goes on.
These candidates aren't coming from, you know, a lot of times they're being funded from a national.
Did you hear what she just did? Did you hear what she just did? I'm going to try to rewind it so I can play it again. But she just said, these candidates aren't coming from... they're being funded nationally. She cut herself off. But you hear where she was going with that, right?
Agenda. I'll play it
again. Hold on a second.
You know, there haven't been contested elections. But what we are finding is that there are more and more contested races. These candidates aren't coming from, you know, a lot of times they're being...
What was she trying to say there? Hey, we have a system set up. We have a system set up, and this system is set up so that there's only one place where you're going to go find candidates for school board. It's the system where we have all the candidates. Who are these normal people? That's what she was trying to say there. They aren't coming from... She couldn't finish her sentence because she knew how it sounded. You... housewife showing up running for school board, they're aghast at you. They're horrified. Look at this lowly housewife taking our positions. You, construction worker, running for school board, they're disgusted by you. Oh my gosh, there's dirt on his jeans. He's not coming from an approved place. Their pain should be making you smile. I hope you're smiling. Remember, as disastrous as 2024 is probably going to be presidentially, it can be magnificent for this nation, and it looks like it's starting to trend that
funded
way.
From a national agenda and getting national money. In fact, we are very aware that I think in last year in Brainerd, there were about, I think there was about $40,000 spent in a race that typically would not have had anybody. Outside of the state mailers coming from southwestern Minnesota, with an interest in what is going on in Brainerd, Minnesota. You have to ask yourself why.
You have to ask yourself why she's so concerned about it. Because it is the beating heart of American communism. The communists raising our children. It is everything. Unless they have that, unless you give them your children to educate at universities and in regular schools, K through 12, unless you give them your children to educate, they have nothing, and they know it. They must have decades with your child, two of them, educating your child to hate you. And if they don't have that, they have nothing, and you're taking it from them. And I'm freaking proud of you, and it's awesome. So how about that? Now, before we get to impeachment stuff, I was going back and forth on the order of things here. You know, it's a pretty heady show. It's a pretty highly educated show from me, almost 3 years of community college credits, Jesse. And I decided, you curious how I decided? Hey, what should I do? Should I do impeachment first? Should I do debate first? I flipped a coin. I figured, what, Chris? That's the best way to come to these decisions sometimes. Leave it to chance, right? Leave it to chance. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to dig into a couple emails and use them as springboards to the debate. Your debate emails, well, just a couple of them. Jesse, I'm a huge fan, so on and so forth. Last night, the Republican primary debate was an absolute joke. Nothing was said. No one was able to say anything. The U-Vision chick kept cutting people off. They all sucked. Why can't we just have a Trump versus RFK Jr. debate, he says. So, okay, so he hated the debate. Let's dig into a couple things about how poor the debate was. In case you didn't watch it, don't worry. I'm not going to go over it. It's not going to be a bunch of boring crap on the show. We don't do that. But in case you didn't watch it, there were two things that stood out right away on the debate. Right away. First is going to sound so pathetic and stupid, you're very likely, depending on your background, you're going to roll your eyes at what I'm about to say. But all I'm asking is that you stay with me and allow me to explain myself. Lighting. I had a conversation with the wife years ago. This is years ago. We were younger. And I had had to fly to New York City. I was running for Congress. You remember I ran for Congress a couple times. And when you do that, at least back then, this is before all the Zoom stuff, if you wanted to be on the news, you got invited on a Fox News show. You had to get on a plane. You had to fly to New York City. You fly to New York City or Washington, D.C., and you go be on Fox News. So I flew to New York. And when you're in Fox News' headquarters there, you will oftentimes, it's not like it's this megaplex. You're going to run into everyone you see on TV all the time. Oh, look, it's this host, and there's that host. Oh, look, it's Hannity. It's this and that, including all the dimes you see on television. And the wife asked me about one of the dimes, and I will explain. I'll explain where I'm going here in just a moment, and we're going to get to all the debate stuff and the impeachment stuff. There's something about last night that matters more than you think. I'll explain. Before I explain, allow me to explain this. Our health is something we can't neglect just because the country's being burnt down. Our bodies, inside. You can't do anything to save America or your state or your community if your levels are all screwed up. It is time to start taking better care of ourselves. It's time to start getting blood work done, and it's time to start on some natural herbal supplements from Chalk to make sure we are strong, energetic, focused, and ready, no matter what 2024 brings us. 35% off subscriptions. I take a male vitality stack. It's three different supplements. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. I know that's absurd, but it's true. Female vitality stacks, but they have endless things. But it's 35% off all the subscriptions. All you have to do is go to chalk.com and use the promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, starting out with debate recap. No, we start out with something that's going to make you feel good. And then we're doing debate recap now. Then we're going to get into the impeachment stuff. We have so much stuff tonight. I can't forget this. Tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, meaning you should be emailing your questions as we speak. What questions? Whatever you want. On Fridays, all 3 hours belong to you. Whatever questions you email in to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com, they don't even have to be political. Just send them in and we'll have some fun. Now back to what we were talking about the debate last night. Someone was complaining about everything. And I'm going into a little story here to tell you something happened last night that matters. And people don't realize it matters, but it matters a lot. All right, so I had to go to Fox News. This is years ago, 10, 15 years ago. I had to go to Fox News to do a Fox News hit when I was running for Congress. And there was this dime who was on Fox News back in the day. I'm not going to name her. Total dime. The wife always thought she was so beautiful. And whenever we'd be watching the news, whenever Fox News was on, she would mention it. And I ran into this chick in Fox News. Look, we weren't hanging out. We were passing in the hall. I ran into her real quick. Said, hi, shake your hand, that whatever. And the wife asked me when I got back, was she just to die for? Just dynamite. And I explained to her, no, she was pretty, looked pretty normal though. She thought I was doing this thing where, no, I could never find another woman attractive. No, my goodness. So she starts yelling at me. And then, not seriously, but hey, don't be ridiculous. Yes, she was. And I was trying to explain, she was not. And then I had to sit her down and have the same talk that I'm going to have with you right now. This is especially for ladies, for dudes too, but for ladies. And this applies to the debate last night and the country as a whole. So just stay with me. Ladies, those women you see on the news, on national news, local news. I mean, here in Houston, it looks like a model convention, all the local news channels. Wherever you are, they don't look like that. You think they look like that because you're watching them on camera. And so maybe right now you're saying, Jesse, that's crazy. What are you talking about? Did you see the Fox News debate last night with the lighting? You don't understand. I've been doing this now for 5 years. I know that's brand new, but I do TV and radio too. Lighting is everything. If producer Michael comes in here right now and adjusts a few things in the lights, I guarantee you he can make me look 60 years old if he wants, or he can make me look 30 years old if he wants. The lighting last night for a nationally televised debate with all the Republican candidates except for Trump, made them all look like half-dead ancient zombies. And I'm not nitpicking this. This is an important point that a lot of people are glossing over and missing. Is it an important point for you? No. You probably already know who you're voting for in the primary. You already know I'm all in for Trump or DeSantis or whoever. You already. I'm not worried about you. For Norm and Norma, when they turn on that debate last night for 5 minutes and they see Tim Scott look like a hollowed out skeleton, Ron DeSantis looks sweaty and old. Chris Christie, he was the first one I saw when he came out because I got him home a little late after doing the show. I was in the kitchen and I was talking to the wife and the kids and we were all joking and having fun. And I looked over, Christie was on the screen. I said, geez, is Chris Christie 65 now? He looked ancient. When Norm turns on the TV and looks at that, it matters. So kindly, Fox News, unscrew yourself on a couple different fronts. Speaking of the moderators, how in the world, with everything at stake right now, how in the world is this question asked at a nationally televised debate?
None of you have indicated that you're dropping out. So, which one of you on stage tonight should be voted off the island? Please use your marker to write your choice on the notepad in front of you. 15 seconds starting now. Of the people on the stage, who should be?
I'm absolutely serious. With all due respect, I mean, we're here. Like, you know, we're happy to debate, but I think that that's disrespectful to my fellow competitors.
Nobody wants to.
Nikki Haley chimes in right away. Are you serious? DeSantis, it was probably his best moment of the night where he just kind of took charge and he says, yeah, I'm not doing that. That's completely disrespectful. Now, we're going to get into a couple more debate things here before we move on and talk about the impeachment stuff. But what was Dana Perino, who asked that question, what was her real problem? What was the real flaw there? Well, for one, this is courtesy of my buddy Jordan Schachtel. Maybe the real flaw is she was thinking about Hillary.
Of our organization was somebody that you are here to see, the amazing Secretary Hillary Clinton. Here she is.
That was Dana Perino, courtesy of my buddy Jordan Schachtel. He broke that. That was her from a week ago introducing the amazing Hillary Clinton. So maybe we have a problem with Dana Perino. Maybe we don't. I don't know her. But I do know this. You should strive to stick with what you're good at. Doesn't mean you never challenge yourself or try to improve, but you really want to avoid what you're bad at. And a sense of humor is one of those things, either you have it or you don't. You know if you're funny and if you get jokes. And you know if you're not funny, you don't get jokes. If you're not funny and don't get jokes, that doesn't mean you're a bad person or stupid. Some people just don't have a sense of humor. I know people like this, just don't have one. But what that means is you need to not try to make jokes. And when the country's desperate, when the right is desperate, as we are right now, we don't want to hear survivor voted off the island jokes as we tune into the Republican national debate. The joke didn't land anyway, and your timing was horrible. Now, let's go back to what did happen last night. What didn't happen last night. And then all this impeachment stuff. Oh, and I'm sorry. I have to get to this New York news here really quickly. Before I get to that, let me do this first. Let's talk about our dogs. You see, we want the best for our dogs. We want them what? We want them to be healthy. We want them to live a long time, but we don't do the things we should do for that. Now, this is what I mean. I'm sure you feed your dog and walk your dog and you think you take care of your dog, and I do too, but we don't give them real nutrition. We give them dog food and we think it's nutrition because we've been lied to. We hear all these new, oh, this is a special blend, but it's all brown. Have you noticed that? It all looks the same. Do you know why it all looks the same? It's all dead. Dog food is dead. We give our dogs dead food, empty calories their entire lives, and we wonder why we lose them so soon. Rough Greens is alive. All natural nutritional supplement you pour on your dog's food. It's not just you who needs nutrition. Your dog needs it as well. And with Rough Greens, they're so confident your dog's going to love it and you're going to love it. They give out a free jump start trial bag. All you have to do is call them. 833-33-MY-DOG. Or you go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right? Your dog needs the nutrition. Get it for him. More debate talk next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And before I get back to the debate, you remember last night when I was talking about all these corporations who donated to Black Lives Matter?
And I was thinking about that as I heard this Black Lives Matter. Well, listen to her.
If somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that that person eats. That makes sure that that person has clothes. That's reparations. That is reparations. Anything they want to take, take it, because these businesses have insurance. They're going to get their money back. My people aren't getting anything.
Businesses. Businesses who donated to that young lady's organization, man, they must be regretting things right about now, huh? Headline, Target closes 9 New York City and West Coast stores to stop the losses from rising theft. 2020, Target could not possibly stroke enough checks to Black Lives Matter. Oh, here I am, Mr. Black People. Oh, America's evil and racist. I love you, Black Lives Matter. 3 years later, they're closing the doors. Aw. Wah, wah, wah. That's too bad. All right, let's get back to some debate stuff. Quit. Focus. 20-year LGBTQ Air Force retiree here. Who do you think is behind the Nikki Haley push? Of all the people I talk to, zero have any interest in her. All right, let's talk about this Nikki Haley push. Nikki Haley had a bad night last night, and this is something you will see for the rest of your political life with debates, and you've probably already noticed this. Candidates will, from debate to debate, they will overcorrect is what they will do. So if this candidate is too passive at this debate, he will be way too over the top at the next debate. If this candidate, that's just what they do. Nikki Haley, who I do not care for, full disclosure, maybe you're a fan, I do not care for Nikki Haley. She had a good first debate. Now, she didn't take over the field or anything, but remember we did all the favorables and unfavorables and how they changed the next day. Nikki Haley had a great debate first time, but didn't get a ton of talking time. So Nikki Haley, she chose to tackle something that is very, very difficult, much more difficult for women to tackle than men. And let's just talk about this right off the bat. It is difficult, more difficult for a woman to assert herself in any kind of a setting than it is for a man to do. Why is that? Men are bigger, stronger, more built for leadership, louder. They sound more powerful. So when a man steps up on like a debate stage, like when Ron DeSantis did this, look, we just played it. This came off well. Everybody, even DeSantis haters were dogging on him bad, or dogging on her really, really, really bad when it came to this voted off the island. I don't understand. DeSantis comes off well here. He comes off assertive and good.
None of you have indicated that you're dropping out. So, which one of you on stage tonight should be voted off the island? Please use your marker to write your choice on the notepad in front of you. 15 seconds starting now. Of the people on the stage, who should be?
I'm absolutely serious. With all due respect, wow. I mean, we're here. Like, wow. We're happy to debate, but I think that's disrespect.
That came off well. Women doing that is more difficult. And you ladies listening to this right now, remember, if that's offensive to you, I don't care. I'm trying to tell everybody how it really works. In the real world, it is harder for a woman to assert herself. Nikki Haley thought she was too passive in the first debate. So she decided to go all in the next debate, and she overcorrected big time, only... And this is in part because she's a woman. It just came off as naggy and shrill and petty, and whatever she was going for didn't work.
This is infuriating because TikTok is one of the most dangerous social media apps that we could have. And what you've got, I honestly, every time I hear you, I feel a little bit dumber for what you say because I can't believe that here you've got a TikTok.
Okay, we don't need to hear the rest of that. I get dumber every time you talk. Now, I personally like that. If I'm in a personal setting, I get dumber every time I hear Chris talk. And in a personal setting, we'll talk about this. What, Chris? But that comes off bad in a debate. So who are the people behind Nikki Haley? Why is there a Nikki Haley push at all? Okay, let's discuss this because this can this can get interesting and help us understand the world of politics a little better. Nikki Haley, politics is funny in that people can become kings of their own kingdom, and there are many, many, many kingdoms, and we tend to think of the country itself as one big kingdom with a bunch of little subsets, and here's what I'm talking about. You may think of, who's a senator you know? Cruz is probably one of the most popular. Senator Ted Cruz, you at least know of him, whether you're a fan or not. You know who Ted Cruz is. Everyone knows who Ted Cruz is. And so you think to yourself, Ted Cruz is probably a pretty powerful man in the state of Texas. Kind of guy that doesn't necessarily need reservations at a steakhouse. You can call and say, I'm Ted Cruz, and they'll get in. And you would be correct. But does Ted Cruz have that kind of pull in New York? Can Ted Cruz go to upstate New York and say, hey, I need a reservation now at Fleming's. Let me in. They're going to say, no, thanks. He's not the king of that kingdom. Nikki Haley was the governor of South Carolina. And I know a little bit about each state's politics. I'm not claiming to be the world's expert here, but being the governor of a state is a huge deal in that state. It's not a big deal to the people outside of the state. Most people don't even know who governors are. Poor Doug Burgum got up there last night screaming and yelling. No one even knows to this day who he is. I don't even know what state he's from. I don't know, Alaska? I don't see. No one knows who the governors are. But in his state, think about this. This is a great example. The punchline, Doug Burgum, in his state, rules that state with an iron fist. Major GOP donors, they will do what Doug Burgum tells them to do. Doug Burgum doesn't need reservations at his Dakota Steakhouse. He's the king of that castle. That was Nikki Haley in South Carolina. To be governor is a very, very, very big deal. And she goes from being governor to being Donald Trump's ambassador to the UN. To be an ambassador is a huge deal. It's a big deal. You are the nation's representative to another nation, or in that case, another entity. It is almost exclusively given out to the wealthy and influential. If you go look at who presidents make ambassadors, oh no, Biden's new ambassador to Greece. You know what, Chris? Look it up. This is live on the air. I have no cheating on my life. Cross my heart and hope to die. Look up who Joe Biden's ambassador to Greece is, and then look at their background. No rush on this. I bet you money you will find that Joe Biden's ambassador to Greece is either A politician he needs favors from, or B, a very wealthy Democrat donor who has bundled large amounts of money for Democrats. That's how you get an ambassadorship. That's a very important position. I'm getting to the Nikki Haley, why she's in there thing. Just hang with me for a second. So why is she in the race? You go from being governor and you go on to be ambassador. What you will have in your corner by the time you're done with all that influence, you will have some majorly powerful people who are firmly in your corner telling you you are the bee's knees. You are the solution. You are everything the country needs. And these aren't nobodies. These aren't people like me. These are billionaire donors. These are majorly powerful politicians. These are people in limos and private jets pouring honey in Nikki Haley's ear. Hey, just a heads up. Hey, you should run for president. You should be president. Plus, she's wildly ambitious anyway. That's the only reason she took that job to be Trump's UN ambassador. Whenever you become king of a tiny kingdom, you think to yourself, I am big stuff and I should move on to something bigger. It just doesn't work out that way. All right, we'll continue on with some more debate stuff and other things in just a moment. Some interesting abortion moment last night, I guess I should say, which leads me to preborn. Wonderful preborn. I wish we could tell everybody about preborn, because what we do when we spread the message about preborn is we're spreading life across this country. And I don't care what these candidates say, Republican, Democrat, or in the middle, there's nothing more important than life. Nothing more important than that innocent baby who needs a chance. And you're the only chance that baby has. Your $28 to preborn buys an ultrasound free of charge for the mother. She's about to have an abortion. She's going to take that free ultrasound, though. She's going to hear that heartbeat, and she's going to choose life because of you. That's what your $28 does every time you give it to Preborn. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give another $28 tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it looks like the illegals at the border are going to be getting a new handout. New York City is now I swear on my life this is real. They're printing flyers, and they're going down to the border. New York City is, and they're handing them to the illegals, and the flyers are telling them, you will not be placed in a hotel. You're better off going to a more affordable city. So much for that inscription on the Statue of Liberty. That didn't last very long. Sanctuary no longer, baby. All right, quit. Back to the debate. We're just doing a little Republican debate before we get into all the impeachment stuff. History. I might do history 10 minutes from now. Just a little brief history thing that kind of, I saw something that sparked my interest in this. It was DeSantis very clearly knew going into last night the debate was all about him, and he better have a good one or this thing's over. And he did have a good one. He did. He acquitted himself very well. Started going after Trump in a more direct way last night.
I reject this idea that pro-lifers are to blame for midterm defeats. I think there's other reasons for that. The former president, he's missing in action tonight. He's had a lot to say about that. He should be here explaining his comments to try to say that pro-life protections are somehow a terrible thing. I want him to look into the eyes and tell people who've been fighting this fight for a long time.
And then after the debate, he challenged Trump to a one-on-one debate. That is not a debate I expect Donald Trump to take. We will see what the poll numbers say. If a month or two from now, this is a 20-point race instead of a 40-point race, maybe Trump takes that race. Maybe he takes that bait. I don't see Trump taking that bait now. If I was advising the Trump campaign, I would advise him not to take that bait. I think it was a smart move by DeSantis to challenge him. I think it would be a really stupid move by Trump to take that. Something else that's stupid and floors me is when Republicans, well, let me put it to you this way. Sometimes I see things and I say to myself, that's why we lose. That's exactly why we lose. That's how we lost every institution. That's how we lose. And I saw something else last night and it just floored me. I want you to picture this. I want you to picture this moment. Joe Biden drops out of the race to be president. And now, boom, there's a Democrat primary. And they all jump in like they all would, right? The Rear Admiral and Elizabeth Warren and Dome and Newsom. Okay, they all get in this big old pile on stage and they start debating each other. And it's Democrat primary debate night. Just picture this. And it's on NBC. NBC is hosting a Democrat primary debate. And of course, they'd have all their little commies up there as a panel. But this is a special debate because tonight, NBC has announced they are partnering with the Jesse Kelly Show. And Jesse Kelly is going to sit in and ask all these communists some questions tonight. See, you're laughing. Chris and Michael are both laughing. It's so ridiculous, isn't it? It's ridiculous. The communists would never, in a million years, bring me in to make their candidates look bad on national television. Yet Fox News and the useless low-T GOP will partner with Univision on national television and bring in some hag who's only there to make all the candidates look bad.
We have all these questions. Yes. We're going to get to you. We're going to come back to you. No, there's a lot of time.
About child care. Nobody answered.
Wrong one. This one.
Mental health concerns are not unique to the United States. But gun violence is. The Department of Homeland Security.
No, you're right, Chris. The accent works for me, too.
Warns that violence against LGBTQ plus people is on the rise and intensifying. According to a recent study, members of that community are 9 times more likely to be victims of violent hate crimes. As president, how would you protect this community from violent attacks and discrimination? Florida's new Black History curriculum says, quote, slaves develop skills which in some instances...
Yeah, she goes on all night long asking questions from the communist premise
I don't mind that she's a dirty communist hag with an amazing accent. That's just who she is. How in the world does that person get on stage and be given an opportunity to make all your candidates look bad? The communists would never do that. They would laugh in your face. Chris and Michael laughed in my face 2 minutes ago when I did the stupid hypothetical with me going on stage asking the commies questions. And yet Republicans will do this over and over and over and over and over again, accepting the communist premise. Maybe the best exhibit of this was Tim Useless Scott.
If you lead by example, it's the best way to get the job done. If you look at my office in the Senate, my chief of staff is the only Hispanic female chief of staff in
Buenos Aires.
Wow, that's so inspiring. Oh my gosh, yes! We have a Hispanic female! Look at how diverse we are, guys! Whoa! Man alive, Tim! We are totally going to own this issue now. Now this identity politics, we've got them on their heels. I thought we were going to lose. I thought that communists were going to keep painting us as a racist. And then I found out Tim Scott hired a Latina. Man alive, we are in there like swimwear now, baby. I am so sick of this useless party. Useless. But maybe he was distracted. After all, God knows Ukraine needs us.
90% of the resources that we send over to Ukraine is guaranteed. It's a loan. Well, we can talk about this, but at the end of the day, 90% of the money that we send over there is actually in the form of a loan. It's not actually not be paid by Ukraine. It's paid by the NATO, our NATO allies.
Something about Tim Scott I have to point out, and this applies to Nikki Haley and almost all of them. I really have to point this out. I lived in D.C. for a year. You remember after I ran for Congress and lost twice, I moved to D.C. for a year. So I got to know that place pretty well. And I'll tell you this. We say they're out of touch, right? We always say that. You've probably described them that way. I know I've described them that way. They're out of touch. They're out of touch. I can't believe how out of touch they are. Out of touch doesn't describe what these people are. They're lost. But anyway, back to the Tim Scott, the moderator stuff. It feels like only one side wants to win sometimes. How in the world is this party still in the face of everything right now? All the January 6th political prisoner stuff and what they're doing to the pro-lifers and like the really, really scary stuff going on right now. And still the Republican Party is the stupidest, weakest party I've ever heard of in my entire life. You brought in Univision to torpedo our candidates at our own debate? Shameful. Shameful. And I have a theory, one that might be a little controversial. I will tell you what it is next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.